sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dime. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Well,
make our own whiskey and our own.
It's going to be a little bit tricky to catch those catfish from dusk till dawn here in the Red River, flowing northwards into the Hudson Bay here in North Dakota. I'm your host, James Kelso, on this live wintry program, December 29th, 2016. My gosh, how time flies when you're having fun. And we sure are here on the Trump phenomenon. The program is live, so your calls are always invited, always. You don't have to wait for me to say, okay, call in now. You can always call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The only reason not to call, if you ever are reluctant for some reason, if you've been on the show a lot and you think somebody else needs a chance to get on the air, you might defer. But I'll tell you what, I love you callers so much. Just call all you want. 800-313-9443. George is with us from Maryland. George, thank you for being with us.
Good to be here, James. Maybe 23 days before that unmentionable thing is gone from the White House.
Yeah, too wonderful, almost too wonderful to contemplate. And George and I were talking on the phone earlier today about the vastness of the scope and the sweep of what is upon us, that so much will change. New media will appear. TV will appear. The radio that we're on here will expand and become more central to the American conversation. The lamestream media will wither and fade. The thing we mentioned yesterday. Thousands of aspiring activists and patriots who have been discouraged until now will run for office, from city council to county commissioner to state legislator to state senator, governor, congressman, sheriff, you name it. And so in the, 2016 brought us this unique election in which this one man appeared out of the blue to change everything. The next opportunity, the next train stop on that election path, there of course will be some elections in 2017 locally, but 2018, all 435 congressional seats will be contested, all 435. And I will bet you a dollar to a donut that in every congressional district, somebody who is inspired by Donald Trump is going to run for Congress in that district. And my, could that get exciting and interesting for Donald Trump as he is pushing his program through the House and Senate. In 2018, one-third of the Senate seats, about 33 seats, will be up for grabs. And all 33 of those Senate races, I'll bet another dollar to another donut that there will be somebody running on a Trump ticket for all of those Senate seats. And then, ditto state legislative seats and so on, et cetera, around the country. One of the things we talked about last night was the American Renaissance Conference. I told you I would get you the dates for that. I don't think I ever read them out on the air. I have them here in front of me. Let me just bring the screen up here. It is August 28, 29, and 30. I got to find, here it is. It's Jared Taylor's Twitter account. Here he is. He tweets, AMREN 2017 will be August 28 to 30 at Montgomery Bell State Park in Tennessee. See you there. And I do hope I will see you there. I'm going to, that's a long enough time for me to get things together sufficiently to make it to that event. It's Montgomery Bell State Park is 45 minutes west of the Nashville airport. And so it's a perfect place to have this meeting. Just looking over at Jared's website, Jared Taylor is the creator of a website called AMREN.com. And we at the American Freedom Party are great friends with Jared Taylor. The chairman of the American Freedom Party, William Daniel Johnson, is a longtime friend of Jared's, and they have spent much time together. Jared has helped us out with robocalls that he read, composed and read for us, and the so we will.
And this guy just won't go away. Michael Moore calling on anti-Trumpers to get the president-elect kicked out of the White House.
Okay, Michael Moore, your turn later. Looking at American Renaissance, a couple of stories are really good on the AMREN.com website. Now, I think we'll talk about them tonight. Well, one of them is this one. The Department of Motor Vehicles in California licensed 800,000 undocumented immigrants under a two-year-old law. This is from the San Jose Mercury News. Let me go to that story right now. Just kind of get the ball rolling here. And at AMREN.com, you will find Jared Taylor does a great job of, I don't know, what's the verb, George, aggregating the news, of pulling together, doing what we do on this radio show, actually, pulling together what's happened in the last 24 hours that's pertinent to you in your busy life. You know, you don't have much time free after you have to pay all those taxes and work those two jobs and your wife as well to raise your kids and pay your bills. Here it is. The DMV licensed 800,000 immigrants. On the day, this is reported by Tatiana Sanchez, the Mercury News, which is in San Jose. On the day that California officials implemented a controversial law that allows undocumented residents to obtain driver's licenses, DMV offices throughout the state were packed with immigrants looking to take advantage of the opportunity. 2 years after the implementation of Assembly Bill 60 on January 1st, 2015, an estimated 806,000 undocumented residents have received driver's licenses, according to Department of Motor Vehicles statistics this month. As President-elect Donald Trump, who vowed an illegal immigration crackdown as a candidate, prepares to take office, the law is coming under renewed scrutiny. Many of those who receive driver's licenses under the law now fear they will become deportation targets if federal immigration authorities can access their DMV information, despite assurances from state officials that that won't happen. Now, I'm assuming just from her name, Tatiana Sanchez, that this reporter, well, actually it's not safe to assume this. I am assuming she's hostile to the Trump program and friendly to the what amounts to an amnesty in the California driver's license law, but that may be unfair to assume that. Let's read more. Maybe we can find something in her verbiage here. She says, the California Department, she's quoting the DMV, the DMV takes very seriously the protection of personal information for all license holders, the DMV said in a statement Tuesday, following concerns about personal information being released to authorities. DMV officials also said, quote, the president cannot unilaterally repeal Assembly Bill 60 and Assembly Bill 1461. They continue, I have spoken, this is the DMV, to the governor's office, the DMV, and leaders of both houses, and all are committed to protecting all the information submitted to the DMV by AB 60 applicants, said former Assemblyman and Monterey County Supervisor-elect Luis Alejo, who authored Assembly Bill 60. And then he continues, California is ready to fight back against anti-immigrant policies by the Trump administration. We are doing everything possible to ensure that AB 60 remains a success story in our state. So that's a good starting point for conversation here tonight. George, we're looking at a situation where California, that's my home state, by the way. I was born in New York. My parents are from Nebraska, so really I'm a Cornhusker by roots. But my dad, like so many Army and Air Force and Navy men after World War II, he had trained in California, and he couldn't resist the beauty of California after the war, and he brought his new family out there to Malibu, California. That's where I grew up. So I really know California, and I've experienced the entire trajectory from the 90%, 91% white state that it was when I was a boy to, I don't know what it is now, George. It may be heading towards 40% white. That's quite a change in America's by far largest state. And California is so out of tune with the rest of the country in this Trump election. All of Hillary's plurality of votes was achieved in California. I think she had a couple of million more votes than Donald Trump in California. So thank goodness the election was not, in fact, a plurality election. And thank goodness that those couple of millions of votes, and those 806,000 of those people were the holders of those California driver's licenses. Can you imagine how that emboldens someone who wants to be an illegal immigrant to America to know, as you contemplate your flight into California from Mexico City, that you know you will be able to get a California driver's license on day one, drive around smiling out your car window at the police officers as they go by you, holding up your brand new California driver's license, and that under Rule 40 in Los Angeles, implemented by the LA Police Department, the police officer who pulls you over for a broken taillight will not be allowed to question you about your obvious inability to speak English and your obvious unfamiliarity with the country you've just invaded.
It's funny, James, that Proposition 13 and other good things in California were run out of town and otherwise destroyed, and the years have gone by, and now we have illegal voter, illegal driver's licenses. You know, it's like Linda Ronstadt all over again.
Yeah. I was sitting at a light just the other day. You know, this third world invasion of our country, of course, is not... It's everywhere, as anyone listening to the show knows. I don't care where you are. You've seen it where you are. I was sitting at a light, and it was a blinking red light. And so I pulled up to the light, looked over at the driver of the car next to me, who did not look like he was from North Dakota. And he didn't know what to do. The light was blinking red. He had no idea what he had just, I watched him as I drove up, a block away. He was just sitting there, didn't know what to do. And so I looked at him, made eye contact, hit the gas, and pulled forward. And only then did he feel emboldened to do the same. He did
only
not know.
Only in California, James.
Yeah, well, this is in North Dakota. This person didn't know what a blinking red light meant. And a lot of these people that we see actually come from countries, for example, where it's illegal for a woman to drive a car, among many other things. And they're now sitting in behind the wheel of these cars that we are providing them. And it's why Donald Trump burst on the scene so dramatically, is that America is fed up with this invasion of our country and this takeover, just as are our European cousins. We've got phone lines open at 800-313-9443. So call in if you feel so inclined. Some other stories featured on Amren.com, which is always a great place to grab some news. At the University of Oregon, no more free speech for professors on subjects such as race, religion. And this is by Eugene Volokh at the Washington Post. He says, last week, the University of Oregon made clear to its faculty, if you say things about race, I'm going to edit this a little bit, so that that enough people find offensive, enough people find offensive, you could get suspended, and following the logic of the analysis, even fired. This can happen even to tenured, wait a minute, even to tenured faculty members. Even more clearly, it can happen to anyone else. It's not limited to personal insults. It's not limited to deliberate racism or bigotry. And all such speech at the University of Oregon will risk your being suspended, or perhaps worse, orthodoxy enforced on threat of institutional punishment is what the University of Oregon is now about. And this all began with a Halloween party hosted by tenured University of Oregon Law School professor Nancy Schertz. Schertz had told the students that she would be going as a popular book title to the party. She didn't tell the students up front what it was, but the book was the recent book entitled Black Man in a White Coat, A Black Doctor's Reflections on Race and Medicine. Schertz's costume incorporated a white doctor's lab coat, a stethoscope, black makeup on her face and hands, and a black curly wig resembling an afro. The university report states that Schertz was inspired by this book and by the author, that she greatly admires the author and wanted to honor him, and that she dressed up as the book because she finds it reprehensible that there is a shortage of racial diversity and particularly of black men in higher education. So, folks, this lady who was trying to salute this black author and his book, this is even touching upon race in any way that could, that somebody at that school finds offensive, can get you fired. This is a tenured faculty member. And this is, so the writer says, so we have speech at a professor's home, which in turn leads to speech by various people at the law school. And the writer says, there's no doubt that wearing an expressive costume is treated as equivalent to speech under First Amendment symbolic expression purposes. Oh my gosh, the university suspended Schertz. And then last week released a report concluding that Schertz's speech is indeed properly subject to discipline. The speech, the report concludes, was harassment. Remember, she supports this black author, and she's just trying to look like him. He is black. He probably has Afro-style hair, which violates university policy, her speech. It gets worse. We'll take a little break here. Call in at our call-in number, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a caller, Mike, in New York. Mike, thank you for calling in.
Hey, thank you. Hi, thank you for taking my call. First-time caller, and just like to say, I appreciate your show. You know, I like a lot what I hear. A couple things is one thing
Mike,
I've written
Mike,
to...
Mike, yeah. Before you proceed... Let me thank you for giving us Donald John Trump from the great state of New York.
In the great state of New York, they don't like him too much, let me tell you. But I'd like to just talk about a couple things here. I've written to President Trump, President-elect Trump, a few times, and talking about would, you know, make America great again, but I'd like to also see make America's credit great again. Part of my business is dealing with that, but I'm just really talking about the subject. Debt slavery, you know, fiat money, currency, and all that. You know, everything, you know, you want to talk about what controls middle America? Credit. You know, getting money, getting lending, small businesses that don't make, you know, $1 million a year, you know.
Well, now,
like that.
Mike, this is an excellent, excellent theme that you have, and let me ask you a question. Can you think of anyone on the scene who knows, and Donald Trump has said this about himself, you know, how many years, he's now 70 years old. He started on his daddy's knee, financing and developing in on Long Island, in Queens, in the Bronx, and then he branched out to Manhattan, where I was born, by the way. I don't know if you know where Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital is on Fifth Avenue, but that's where I was born, right across. You know where it is?
I travel all over Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, Long Island. I live in Long Island.
I know
the tri-state area. So.
Yeah, right across the street from the Conservancy there in the Central Park. It's no longer a hospital. It's an old folks' home, but that's where I was born in 1948. And do you know of anybody who knows more about finance, who knows more about credit, who knows about how to fix it and how to wreck it, and than Donald Trump? And also, can you think of anybody who knows the bankers and the every trick that bankers have better than Donald Trump? I can't imagine a better man to be in the White House to rebuild, restore America's credit and the credit of the hardworking middle class. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it may be if he's the best, we'll see. I think if he's not the best, he knows who is, or he has a good idea of who might be. And I think that's to his advantage, without a doubt.
And here's something, Mike. Here's something to contemplate. You know, I am, of course, a great cheerleader for Donald Trump. If you have somebody who's doesn't know what he's talking about, doesn't know what he's doing in a position, it's hard to hope for a good result. But Donald Trump really, really knows international finance. And by the way, his expertise is not just in New York. He's financed projects. I don't know how many countries he's financed projects in, but all over the world, he deals in numbers with nine zeros behind them. So he deals big. Again, this is a unique man in history, an incredible man in history, to deal with fixing the Fed, fixing our money supply, fixing. And who has talked more about the now approaching 20? I think it's $22 trillion American national debt. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, with that, $22 trillion is just the number they're telling us. Imagine what it really is. So I think without a doubt, there's a lot of parallels to JFK as well. And I think he has a lot on his plate to deal with, if he so chooses to be able to deal with it. I think without a doubt, he's an outsider. But I'm also very nonconformist. So I don't, at the very least, if I voted for him, I'm gonna hold his feet to the fire just as much as anybody else. But I do support him more than anybody else I've seen since I've been born.
Beautiful,
in
Mike.
1982.
Mike, great to have you in the audience. We're gonna take a break and we'll go to other callers right after. Stay tuned, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me, snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. PPAH.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
We're back, folks.
Are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed?
An important story today, as regards the Trump phenomenon, is the flailing efforts of Barack Obama and the war party, that's what Pat Buchanan calls them so accurately, to wreck relations, further wreck relations between America and Russia. Here's the headline at the Chicago Tribune, which is now owned by the war party, formerly owned by the McCormick family, a patriotic family. The same family that invented the McCormick Reaper, but now sold and bought by the war party. Obama imposes sanctions on Russia over hack, expels 35 diplomats. Trump says it's time to move on. And in this article, the United States struck back Thursday at Russia for hacking the U.S. presidential campaign with a sweeping set of punishments targeting Russia's spy agencies and diplomats. The U.S. said Russia must bear costs for its actions, but Moscow called the Obama administration, I like this, losers.
Oh, that makes my Thursday night. So we have Putin and RT are the ones who have enough balls to call Obamatron and all the rest of them what they really are. Obamatron, and, yeah. You are a loser.
Yeah, yeah. Now, folks, remember, this is so ludicrous. The whole thing's so ludicrous. When they say hack the elections, how do you hack the election? There's nobody has alleged anywhere, even alleged, that anybody changed a single vote by a single American from any Russian computer activity. That's what you would think when somebody says they hack the election. It'd be like, well, you know, they changed the election results in Cook County, Illinois. Well, no, the Russians didn't do anything of the kind, and nobody even alleges it. All they're alleging is that the Russian intelligence agencies did what intelligence agencies are, supposed to do, which is to investigate, to probe for information from a rival country. If an intelligence agency isn't doing that, fire them. Save the money. They're supposed to be finding things out. They have agents, for example. Are the Russians not supposed to have agents, intelligence agents? They snoop around. Are they supposed to not snoop around? And are they supposed to not use their computers to try to find things out? Of course they are. And do you think that America's probably hugely greater intelligence community doesn't do this all day, all night, with thousands and thousands of employees trying to find out as much as they can about Russia all the time? That's their job. It's in the job description. So that's what this hacking, so-called hacking, amounts to. Now, if in the course of this, you know, we found out from WikiLeaks and so on that the real best sources of the WikiLeaks and so on were actually people inside the DNC, unhappy, who actually brought out information. But if, in fact, the Russians did actually intercept an email and then make it public somehow, is that something to get excited about? If John Podesta wrote one of his ridiculous emails, nobody, by the way, John Podesta hasn't disputed the factuality or the actual nature of these emails that have been revealed from him. What's important? He wrote the email. He said the things he said. Debbie Wasserman Schultz wrote the emails and said the things she said. The Russians, or whoever revealed these things, they're being attacked for being the messengers, for bringing these hidden things, bringing these truths out to us. Exactly what Julian Assange does with WikiLeaks. Anyway, let me go down here further. There's another good quote here, George. In an elaborately coordinated response by at least five federal agencies, the Obama administration has sought to expose Russia's cyber tactics with a detailed technical report and hinted it might still launch a covert counterattack. All Americans should be alarmed by Russia's actions, Obama said, adding, such activities have consequences. Thank God. This man is only going to be disgracing the White House for another 20-some days, 22 days. He said his response wasn't over and the U.S. could take further action, further covert action. Now here's Donald Trump. There's two great things now coming, what Trump had to say and what the Russians had to say. Trump issued a statement saying it was time for our country to move on to bigger and better things.
I love that, James. Bigger and better, and that's a fact. Obamatron, you stink.
Okay, and then here's what the Russians said. Trump is just, he's too good. He's wonderful. The Russians said, and this is very important. Let me find it here. You just have to find where it was. I'll find it for you. I don't want to paraphrase it. Okay. Russia, which denied the hacking allegations, called the penalties a clumsy yet aggressive attempt to, quote, harm Russian-American ties, unquote. Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russia, listen closely, this is very key, said Russia would take into account the fact that Trump will soon replace Obama as it drafts its response. Wonderful. Wonderful. So there is Donald Trump. This is so beautiful, folks. You and I are already reaping the benefits, the peace benefits of Donald John Trump. The Russians, who might have come back with a strong response, it could have been an escalating response, heating up relations between America and Russia. You're being protected from that bad outcome. The war party wants to go to war with Russia. There's no question about it. Donald Trump is already keeping your country at peace because the Russians are saying, hey, loser. Or how did they say it? It was one of these movies where the guy says, Luther, Luther. And they're saying, we'll talk to the real president when he gets in 3 weeks. We've got a caller here, William in Montana. William, you're on the air.
Good evening, James and George.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Happy New Year's almost. I can't wait until Trump is president. It's amazing to see just how perverted, how much a loser Obama is. That he would do something like this. This is unprecedented. Usually, during this transition period, after the Electoral College votes, the president usually goes about pardoning a lot of people and does a lot of behind the scenes, majorly trying to make sure that, he's starting to get donors for his library and all this stuff. And he just rides it out. And this just shows just how debased this Obama is. And also it shows that this isn't just Obama. I mean, the people pulling his strings, this whole thing is so ludicrous, but what it's doing is it's setting the stage for all the Hillary bad losers to believe that they're still beating this dead horse, that you only lost because of Putin.
William, this is too much to fantasize for and hope for. I hope all the Hillary people are so convinced of that they run her again in 2020.
Well, I just worry about the inauguration because, they're spending like $100 million to try to put, like 7 inches of plexiglass or Lexan around Trump, so that we can see our president sworn in. $100 million. There's 73 agencies that are involved in providing for his safety. And I think that this is just a coordinated effort, if you see what is being released by, the Washington Compost and all these other newspapers. They're driving home this question, the same theme over and over again, is that Hillary would have won. Hillary would have won. And this is just a way of inflaming and fanning the flames to try to do something so that this transition, will not be smooth. And it's really, it really shows that Obama, has lost it, and he will go down as probably the absolute worst president we've ever had.
I agree.
And, in spite of the poll, that called him a man of the year, which he shared, the woman of the year was Hillary. I mean, it just goes. The polls are dead. Polls are dead. They give us no information.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. It's. I like what Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County said in his introduction to Donald Trump. At a recent campaign event in the thank you tour, he said the actions of the Democratic Party and Obama have achieved a new level of stupid. and desperate.
I think stupid and also just unbelievable, backhanded subterfuge. I mean, it's I knew that this was going to happen, but even though I knew it was going to happen, I'm still shocked that he went through with this. And it just shows that it's not really Obama doing this. I mean, they're trying to do a last ditch effort to try to tote. I mean, the people believe that they can overthrow this.
I've got a Montana question for you. Your representative Zinke, who's been nominated to Trump's cabinet, do you have any thoughts on Zinke?
He's a good guy who has a lot of military experience, and I think he's going to bring that to the job, where at least he knows how to follow orders. And he also knows the importance of having a strong person, you know, giving those orders, and one that he can trust.
Let me just identify Ryan Zinke, Z-I-N-K-E, born in 61, currently a U.S. congressman in Montana. You're like us here in Wyoming, in North Dakota. You've got only one congressman because of your small population.
1 million.
He was nominated by Trump to be Interior Secretary. Mm-hmm. And let me read some of these wonderful things that he lives in Whitefish, Montana, born in Bozeman, raised in Whitefish. Listen to this really impressive career. Zinke served as a U.S. Navy SEAL from 86 to 2008. That's a long time. 14 plus 8. That's a long time. Retiring at the rank of commander. Zinke graduated from basic underwater demolition SEAL training in February of 86. He served on SEAL Team 1 from 86 to 88. He was next a first phase officer of the basic underwater demolition SEAL training class set facility before serving with United States Naval Special Warfare Development Group from 91 to 93. He then served as plans officer for the Commander-in-Chief U.S. Naval Forces, Europe, Syncus Navur, and served a second tour with NSWDG as team leader from 96 to 99. From 99 to 2001, Zinke served as executive officer, XO, for the Navy Special Warfare Unit 2. His next assignment was as executive officer, Naval Special Warfare Center, from 2001 to 2004. I'm just liking this more and more as it goes on. In 2004, Ryan Zinke, so this is not your typical politician. This is a patriot. Mm-hmm. Zinke was named the deputy and acting commander of Combined Joint Special Operations Task Force Arabian Peninsula. In this capacity, Ryan Zinke led a force of more than 3,500 special operations personnel in Iraq. As I said earlier, I would not want to be lined up against that unit. Zinke was awarded 2 bronze stars for meritorious service in a combat zone, 4 meritorious service medals, 2 joint service commendation medals, 2 defense meritorious service medals, and an Army commendation medal. That's pretty good to get an Army commendation medal while you're in the Navy. That's pretty good. Following his tours in Iraq, Zinke was selected to establish the Naval Special Warfare Advanced Training Command, where he served as dean of the Naval Special Warfare Graduate School until his retirement from active duty in 2008. Now, it keeps getting even better. Well, no, it doesn't get better than that, but it's good. After this, he illustrated what the American Freedom Party is all about. He tried to run for political office as an outsider. Mm-hmm. And he ran for governor of your state as a running mate of gubernatorial candidate Neil Livingston in the 2012 election. And this Livingston-Zinke ticket finished 5th out of 7 in the Republican primary with 12,000 votes, which was just 8% of the vote. Now, I admire that. This is a guy, a patriot, who's trying to get into politics starting from scratch. He started small. That's what we're about in the American Freedom Party. And then in 2014, Ryan Zinke ran for your congressional district, and he won.
Yes. One of the things about one of the things that we here in Montana like about him is that you know, we only have like a million population for the whole state. It's the fourth largest state in the union in terms, and so we have lots of forest resources. And he has been a real defender of that, but he also has been trying to get this access so that people have access to these national forests and not have them locked up.
Exactly.
So that's something that's going to be really good for being Secretary of Interior.
We've got a
Thanks
break.
A
We're going to have Hey, thank you. We'll have Simon from Texas right after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, folks. We only have a couple minutes left. I'm going to ask Simon in Texas. I'm going to ask your forbearance. I hope we'll get you in, but I want to play just a little bit of. I found a great clip here of Congressman Ryan Zinke, former Navy SEAL, Here he is. Boy, are you going to like this guy when you hear him. Here he is. He's being interviewed on TV just recently. This is Ryan Zinke.
Special Forces in Iraq. Congressman Zinke joins us now. Sir, thank you for all your service to our country and for joining us today.
Well, it's great to be with you, Shannon. And I can tell you there's no better pick than Jim Mattis. And as was pointed out in the lead-in, I served with General Mattis in Fallujah. And in fact, in my book, American Commander, I talk about what that relationship was and how good he really, really is.
Yeah, it's a brand new book out. You have a lot of fascinating stories about your experiences and, again, mentioning his as well. I would imagine that you can vouch for what kind of person he would be, not only on the battlefield, but you know, heading up the Pentagon, there's a lot of management, there are budgets, there are a lot of people to be finessed in that role. Is he right on all those points?
Well, you know, the best thing about that I can describe about General Mattis, he's a warrior. And he understands that at the end of the day, it's our troops that are in harm's way. They need the right training, right rules of engagement, right equipment. And you need policy developed in order for the military to support it. And I can tell you, Jim Mattis will make sure that those in the front line have what they need. And the rules of engagement are to win. Jim Mattis is a general that understands he's reluctant to go to battle, but if you're going to go to war to win, and he'll make sure our troops in the front line have everything they need to do so.
How do you think?
Wow. We'll play more of our new Interior Secretary. Imagine that. He's an Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke. He could be a Defense Secretary. He could be all kinds of secretaries. But I'm very enthusiastic about Ryan Zinke, folks, and it was good to hear his opinion. He's actually served with Mad Dog Mattis as his commander. So very exciting. Let's just, Simon in Texas, we've only got seconds. Can you give our folks just a couple seconds comment?
Oh, I can give you, yes, sir. Great stuff. Have you checked Richard Spencer's Twitter today?
No, I haven't. I don't want to open a new subject.
He is bashing Donald Trump to high hell.
Wow. Well, okay. I'm going to call you personally. We'll talk about that on the phone. That's interesting. And the
I mean, when I say trashing, I mean trashing. Saying he wants his administration to fail.
My gosh, I'm going to call you on that. We'll have that's boy, you got my ears perked up there. But folks.
You can look it up yourself. And the folks at home did it too. I'm not making it up.
Well, I'm
not lying, but I just wanted to let everybody know.
I know. But let me give you Donald Trump's tweet for today. It says, "My administration will follow two simple rules, and then they are buy American and hire American.
Awesome.
Make America great again." I'll call you.
Okay.
I'll call you at home, Simon. And George, thanks for being with us. All right, folks. My highlight tonight was Ryan Zinke. See you tomorrow night, folks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.